Welcome back to In the Moment. I'm Lori Walsh. SDPB's Kevin Wooster is with us now. Kevin joined a public broadcasting family just a short time ago. Already, we cannot imagine what we did before him. You can find his blog on our website, sdpb.org/Wooster. Kevin Wooster, welcome back to In the Moment.
It's great to be back. You know, members of my real family often say, wasn't life good before Kevin joined the family?
No.
So this is a great thing for me to feel so welcome. No, they're good to me. It's okay.
All right. Let's talk about this blog from March 29th. This week's offering to the world is pretty epic and worth worth reading more than once. It's part history lesson, part lesson in rhetoric, part look to the future. Where do you want to begin?
I didn't know where to begin in the blog post itself, so I got to the potty pot shot right away, you know, which of course is a Bill Walsh story. And if you know Bill Walsh, he's a longtime Democrat in South Dakota and a Democratic National Committee man, and he sets up this forum, this press club and forum that he's been part of organizing. It's a real fun thing once a month, and that's what was going on here, is talking politics with a Democrat, a Republican, and a Republican, I think, talking for independence. Mm-hmm. And as a look back, one of the main issues was a look back at the Democratic decline and from the heyday in the 70s when we had Democrats dominating the congressional delegation in the governor's chair, and in one instance, a Senate majority in the state Senate and a tie in the House, but because we had the governor, the Democrats also were able to control the House, which is, mm-hmm. of course, we've never come close to that since. And what's happened since then and what could be the future for the Democratic, the much diminished Democratic Party in South Dakota.
So what happened then to sort of create, is that an anomaly in state history then? Do we call it that? Or it's, that trend, I guess. I don't know.
It's looking like an anomaly. You know, right. We had four governors elected. We've had five Democratic governors, but four that were elected, one that filled in after Governor Knipe was appointed ambassador to Singapore in 1978. So Harvey Wallman stepped in and finished his third term, because he had two-year terms. We changed the Constitution to allow a four-year term, then he had 1 4-year term, which he didn't finish. But I think there were some issues there. I think, first of all, that was a time that was more conducive to Democratic politics. I think we had some issues that appealed to the populist nature of South Dakotans, mm-hmm. and that was especially the rural, small-town populist nature. And as we discussed in the forum, as the speaker discussed, that has changed a bit with the loss of, 30 or 40,000 farms since those years.
Sure.
Small farms that just went away, and we don't have an industrial base and a labor force the kind that some states have to support the Democratic Party here, but a lot of other things. I talk about the impacts of the abortion issue and Roe v. Wade, talk about some other issues, and the fact also that we had a couple of great Democratic leaders that carried the party for a while, and now the party doesn't seem to be able to find one of those.
Why are we talking? I mean, everybody seems to be talking about this right now. Is this something that everybody talks about every year, or is it something that we seem to be, pondering more often than not now?
Well, I think we've been talking about it a lot in South Dakota over the last 10 years. The last time we had a Democratic majority in the state legislature was the Senate that they got in 1992, which is partly Tom Daschle was responsible, because he had a fairly easy run for re-election, so he had a bunch of campaign money that he could dish out to certain districts that were targeted, and they were targeted very well. And we haven't had that since 2010, of course. We haven't had a person in the House seat since Stephanie Hirsa-Sandlin lost to Christine Ulm. And when Tim Johnson retired, then that spot was taken by Mike Rounds. And we don't have a statewide office holder that's a Democrat. We have maybe the smallest minorities we've ever had in the legislature. And I think we talk about it because it's being talked about on a national level, because Republicans have really taken hold in a lot of more states. And, obviously they've got the White House, although I don't know whether Trump's a real Republican or not, but they've got the name in the White House, and they've got both houses of Congress and majority of the legislatures and governors. And it's a really strong period of time for the Republicans.
Right. Well, let's talk about that, though, because I've had a few lawmakers say, you know, we in the press are making too much of this supermajority because the party isn't completely united. They're not all the same, you know, of the same mind on every issue. So it's not as if they can just roll over and do whatever they want. Do you think there's validity to that, that it's, you know, that the label Democrat-Republican is less useful than we might think?
Well, tell me some major package that that Democrats have gotten through the legislature that they haven't had to put on the ballot to get through. I mean, they can do some things. They can wisely use that, what some people might call a fringe Republican group, the disaffected Republicans, the hard-right Republicans, maybe you'd say, to fight that mainstream Republican machine. And they have done some of that. But when you go from 200,000 registered voters to 170,000 in the state, and the Republicans are sitting at 250, and the independents are creeping up at, I think it's about 118 independent voters, I don't know how you can say you're not a seriously diminished party with a seriously diminished impact on state issues at this point.
Well, we've got lots more to talk about. Maybe we can continue that conversation next week because we're short on time, Kevin. But the blog is at sdpb.org/Wooster. And it's, like I said, part history lesson and a great read as well. Kevin, thanks for being here.
Talk to you soon.